This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The city of Colorado Springs received a SMART Award for $1.7 million from the U.S. Department of Transportation. The city was one of only 59 grant award recipients across the country. According to traffic engineer Todd Frisbee, the city already utilized radar technology at about 200 intersections. The new grant money will pay to test similar technology at another 50 intersections, but these new radar technologies will also be able to adjust when pedestrians or buses are detected. After years of city discussions revolving around a new development for hundreds of housing units near 2424 Garden of the Gods Road, the project could be delayed again, this time for 5 months. On Tuesday, the Colorado Springs City Council is set to vote on the 320-unit residential development and 200,000 square feet of non-residential space along the intersection of Flying W Ranch Road and North 30th Street. This week, the developer filed a request asking to postpone the vote until August. A woman is in serious condition this morning after being hit by a car while on her bike around 8:45 last night at the intersection of North El Paso and 4th Street. It's unclear who's at fault for the crash. April marks the 65th anniversary of the Thrift House of the Episcopal Church Women, and it signals the end of a longtime business on Tejon Street, just south of downtown. The Thrift House is a block from the Springs Rescue Mission, and the manager said that since the city's recently expanded the Sit Light ordinance prohibiting the behavior of people experiencing homelessness took effect, it's forced more of them out of downtown and led to an increase in confrontations at the Thrift House, leading to their closure. Students at East High School have experienced the death of two of their classmates since mid-February. One was shot outside the school and later died at the hospital, and another, accused of shooting two faculty members, was found dead by suspected suicide. One of the injured staff members is still fighting for his life in the hospital. In response to all the recent violence, students marched to the Colorado State Capitol on Thursday to protest gun violence. State Senator Larry Liston from Colorado Springs labeled some of those students as, quote, rude and impertinent teenagers. I-70 was closed for most of Friday after a crash involving multiple semi-trucks. According to State Patrol, the entire westbound side of I-70 shut down just before 10 a.m. and reopened just after 1 p.m. For the last 5 years, many businesses with illegal gambling machines have avoided penalties until now. The Colorado Springs Police Department issued notices to at least 32 businesses in Colorado Springs, warning them they could potentially be breaking the law by having illegal gambling machines. These machines look similar to games you would find at places like Dave & Buster's, except for one important distinction. Customers expect or hope for a monetary return. According to law enforcement, that's what makes them illegal. At Dave & Buster's, customers get tickets, but illegal machines spit out some monetary value. The next time you're at a gas station, you might hear something a little unusual. Some 7-Elevens and convenience stores are playing opera music to deter people experiencing homelessness from loitering. It's been happening all over the country for the past few years, including right here in Colorado Springs. An employee at the 7-Eleven on South Nevada and Cimarron told KRDO they use the music to deter people from hanging out near the front door. She's been working there for the past year and a half, and she says she thinks it helps. At least 19 people died as a destructive tornado and strong thunderstorm swept across Mississippi late Friday, leaving a trail of damage for more than 100 miles, according to ABC News.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Saturday morning. The clouds will start rolling in this afternoon with temperatures only reaching the low 40s today. Light snow is expected across the mountains and scattered showers along I-25 and the eastern plains. We're also monitoring high fire danger for the plains due to wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. Have a fun and safe Saturday.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.